Some years, Democrats have not bothered to challenge the arch-conservative and very wealthy Sensenbrenner. But this year, Democrats Brian Kennedy and Gary Kohlenberg are out and about with yard signs, advertisements, and various events aimed at winning next week's primary race in the 5th District. Kennedy is a professor of Portuguese at the UW-Milwaukee. He says he has the broader, more well-developed platform of issues, including a proposal for health care reform.
I don't want the health insurance industry to not be profitable, but I don't think that they should be gouging consumers and gouging employers the way they are. So I've actually proposed market-based solutions. What I'm proposing is a universal catastrophic health care plan where we take the catastrophic illnesses right out of the risk pool and force market-based, consumer-driven competition into the health insurance industry.
Kennedy calls himself a moderate who grew up in a Republican family. Kennedy's Democratic opponent, Gary Kohlenberg, is a business consultant and former mayor of Oconomowoc. He says he's been a creator of jobs.
As a business and economic leader, it's the kind of experience that you can't read in a book or form a policy after reading an article. This is the kind of thing that you draw on your experience to develop ideas.
Kohlenberg says he has 3 business degrees that have helped him write specific plans for education, job creation, and health care. Kohlenberg and Kennedy also have an eye on Sensenbrenner. They plan to question his ability to land federal dollars in Wisconsin and will target some of his controversial votes in Congress. But if Sensenbrenner chooses to, he'll have hundreds of thousands of dollars to spend to defend his record. Libertarian Tim Peterson is also running in the 5th District race. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.